Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And I have to ask for a pardon because we had some technical difficulties at the start of our show, but we are back in order now. So thank you for staying tuned and listening. But today, it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And it is a wrap. Then we're going to have our Mind Your Business Weekly segment, as well as Who You Talking To Wednesday, and we'll be talking again to me to do a little memorial celebration for someone special for me today. So at the beginning of It's a Wrap Wednesday, let's just say it is a wrap for not expecting the best. Sometimes we can all be a little bit pessimistic, a little cynical about what could possibly happen to us. It doesn't always have to be the worst. And I'm guaranteeing you that most of the time it's not that. Simply fear. Fear is evidence appearing, false evidence appearing real. That's an acronym that we have for fear that most people are familiar with. But it is true for the most part. If you claim the wrong thing, it can be the wrong thing. It doesn't necessarily have to be that. I am witness to that, especially if you're in a state of fear. If you have any stance, any strong something that you believe in, that can help push you through. And I definitely have that. And sometimes I have to be reminded. So I'm very thankful for, personally, my church family and how I was raised, my faith base in my family, because if not, I'd be wandering around aimlessly without something to grasp on that's bigger than myself, because sometimes you have to have that. So it's a wrap for not being positive, and it doesn't always have to be bad people. Now, we're going to move on to the next segment, and that is going to be talking about Mind Your Business Weekly. And Mind Your Business Weekly today is going to be talking about your personal as well as business credit. Have you checked your credit today? Have you checked from Credit Karma, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian? Is it below good, fair? Is it very poor? There are very many practical things you can do to raise your credit score. And you need to know the difference between your soft inquiries and your hard inquiries that can affect your credit. Also, you have to know the difference between getting a dispute settled. Sometimes creditors can be a little sneaky. They can add things to your credit report, and it's the wrong date, wrong time, and make your credit score go down drastically. So your job is to see that, notify it to the credit bureaus, and change that information, because it can change your credit score drastically. Pay your bills out, and then before they're even paid out, make sure that you dispute the fact that it should be on there when you paid it out in full. It will increase your credit score at least 20 to 30, at least 50 points. I've seen it done. I've done it myself. But being aware of what's going on with your credit is major. It will help you if you want to buy a car, a house, get a good credit card. It makes a major difference in what you do. And then you can have a sense of calm, because later on, your personal credit will be what you use until you develop business credit. And in order to develop business credit, you need a Dun's number, a Dun's and Bradstreet number to develop business credit and obtain a Net 30 account, Net 60, or Net 90 account to start using your business credit for your business. But until then, you have to work on your personal credit. You need to have at least a year of credit cards that is in good standing. You use maybe 20 to 30% of that credit card, and it's in a healthy state for your credit report. And then there are places that you can go in order to get good credit cards, to get to rebuild your credit, and other things that can help you. You can visit bankrate.com. That's bankrate.com. And also, if you have the time, and even if you don't have the time, make the time to seek out a financial advisor. Financial advisors will help you to determine if you're lean or not, if you are excessive in your payments or late payments, or how you budget. You need to make sure that you budget accordingly. And as I have been to a financial advisor, and she, which is why I got the term lean. I am extremely lean in my credit and credit history and how I pay my bills. I never have to consolidate or anything like that because I'm extremely lean, meaning I pay my bills off. I have very few debts. Very few. If you're in your 40s and 50s and can keep your debts below or up to $15,000 or less, you are pretty good. But it's great to have it, and we are all working on that. So either way, as long as those things are in good standing, you need to have at least try to get it up to at least a 660 for your credit score to be able to do some good. You wanted to have it beyond a fair, and you can move forward from there. Whether it's getting a car, renting anything, it makes a big difference. And this does not have to apply within the 30-day realm. Once you make your dispute for your credit card and your credit history and make your payment paid out, that can be done within the month. You don't have to wait the whole full 30 days. So keep that in mind and mind your business weekly. Now moving on to our last and special segment is Who You Talking To Wednesday, and we're going to continue to talk to each other here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. But you can also call in if you'd like. Call in to 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we are going to be obtaining some new sponsors. We're going to be giving a shout out to our sponsors in our next show. And they will be upgrading our equipment, our gear, our time, and we are super excited about it. So we're looking forward to letting you know who will be our new sponsors this coming up month and rest of the year. Now, it's a wrap Wednesday. We're going to end with Who You're Talking To, and we're going to continue to talk to you. I'm going to continue to talk to you, and I'm going to say thank you for everyone that dialed in. It's been a while, but today is the memorial of my grandmother, Alice Turnage, Alice V. Turnage. She died December 25th of 2005, but we always do her memorial on her birthday, which is today, October 21st. And she was an amazing woman. She was on the motherboard. She died at 91. She was still driving and moving around. She did not get sick until the very end. And I'm here to definitely honor her. She was a seamstress. She's one of the first business owners that I knew. And in her time, she grew up during the Jim Crow era. She grew up during all those crazy times when we had to deal with racism and segregation. Yet, she prevailed. She owned her own home, had A1 credit, had a business, and thrived. And she lived well. She married my grandfather, Solomon Turnage, and he passed on the year I was born, and she did not remarry. She loved him, and they loved each other, and they loved us. And she was definitely the matriarch of the family. And I strive every day to be like her. And when I say that was the ultimate expression, she was the ultimate expression of what a Christian ideal Christian woman should be. She was it. She didn't even wear pants, you all. So I have a little skit we're going to do later on, a little mini movie about her. I can't wait for you all to see it, to see what I grew up with. And it was actually my first introduction to the Bible, because she didn't just read it, she lived it. So I'm going to say thank you, grandmother, for existing and helping us to better exist. Now, I'm going to say we're going to wrap it up for today. And until next time, people, what do I always say I want you to do? I want you to what? Be great.